One is in the middle of Shmonesra, and the Tzibur is saying Kaddish. Should he stop and listen? Yes, he should. Does he have to? Well, a person's supposed to hear four Kaddishim by Shacharis and one by Mincha. So if he already heard them, he doesn't have to stop. He didn't hear. So then he should stop and listen to him. Till the Mir Boma.
In before the Mir
Boma, he should stop. Until the Mir Boma. If one is in the middle of a part of davening where he is allowed to respond to Kaddish, and he finished the paragraph he is in the middle of doing Kaddish, no, he should not do that. He should wait until the Mir Boma and then continue. Should one make a zimun in the yeshiva's dining room? You have to ask the yeshiva that question. I don't pass on shalos for the yeshiva. Should one go to mikveh every day? No. I don't think you should go to mikveh every day.
Why not?
It's against the takonos Ezra.
Correct.
Yes, Ezra made a takana that a Baal Keri should go to the mikveh. Why? Because Shlo Yehei Tamid Chacham Metzuyin Esel Nashasem Kadana Gailam. Right? So someone goes to mikveh every day. So what did Ezra do for this takana?
If he's not married, he's shashi.
No. The whole point of the Tchon Ezra is that it's a tircha to go to mikveh, so he's not going to be with his wife all the time. If you go every day, so you're mevatel the Tchon Ezra.
There wouldn't be any tircha to go to
mikveh, so he's going anyway every day. So he could be with his wife all the time.
Pardon?
Time what?
It's not
vegetarian. I don't get it. The Mechava says that we're not the Mabatha of the Takanas Ezra, but the Ran says that there's an Indian, there's an Indian to go to Mikra, to Mikhaim Takanas Ezra is one of that. And some say that they were only about the Gavi Torah, but not the Gavi Tefillah. Whatever it is. So if someone wants to go to the mikveh after Yisrael Keri, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But if someone goes every day, it's against the Tekon Sefer.
Then you'll end up being with your wife too much, because it's not, is that how it is? Because it's too easy to go to the mikveh?
No. The whole idea was he shouldn't be with his wife too much. But if he goes to mikveh every day, so then there's no tircha. Does a shower work for the takana of Tisha Kamimayim? In the Sefer Taras Yontif, it says that it works. But I have big doubts about it. I don't think it works. Because the for Tisha Kabim, it has to be from a keli. And since this shower is mechubet l'karka, it doesn't have a keli. Should one wear a tie for davening during the week? Really, it depends on what's considered a formal wear. If you'd go to a adam chashuv, let's say to you have a meeting with the president, would you wear a tie? If you would, so then there's an Indian wearing a tie. If you wouldn't, so then you don't have to. I don't think an Eretz Yisrael is meaning to wear a tie. Ben Gurion didn't wear a tie. So I don't think it's meaning to do that. So then you don't have to wear a tie during the hour.
Also, see, if you want to wear a hat or a jacket, for the president. Do the same thing?
Which president are you talking about? Talking about the president of the yeshiva. I want to rely on the psalchem of the Kishra of Naruf Allah Lamaisa. As long as you don't know that Mishavur disagrees with it, you can rely on the Kishra of Naruf. Yes. Is one supposed to follow health guidelines from Svarim, such as the Kishra's Shmiras Gofapi Hateva? When it comes to health, the guidelines of health depend on the doctors of that are during this time. Now, those which Chazal say, there may be some things we don't know about what they're, why they say it. If Chazal say it, we have to keep it. But the things which are like the Rambam, when he talks about Shmiras HaGuf, not only does he not say what it says in the Gemara, everything he says is not mentioned in the Gemara. The Rambam was a doctor, so he wrote down what Shmiras HaGuf will be at Teva. He says some things. He says fruits are very unhealthy, and a person should only eat them at... I shouldn't eat them every day, maybe once a week, he says, I should eat fruit. And he says other things which today are not considered the way to go. So we go with what the doctors of today. Either because they disagree with the Rambam, or because the has changed in Shana Teva, and we see that things are not the same today like they were in former times. And so we go by the docs of today. I know Maisa about someone who had a certain type of cancer. Now this is before your days. There was one time when there was a big push to use Laetril as a cure for cancer. Laetril was made from the nut inside the peach nut. So it was derived from that peach nut, and they said it cures cancer. Someone said it. Well, the doctor said it doesn't help. And Ad Kedei Kach, the United States government got involved, and they put a sign up in all the post offices that you should not use this Laetril. Not only does it not help, it actually could hurt. So there was a Master Shahaya. Today there's a lot of mistrust for doctors. I'm not saying whether it's misplaced or not, but the fact is there's a lot of mistrust. And that's where the alternate medicine people, they come in and they take over, because you don't trust doctors. So who do you trust? Well, trust the alternate doctors. So there's this woman who had cancer, and she wanted to take this Laetril. Well, as you take chemotherapy, you lose your hair, you lose, it's very debilitating, and after you take the treatment, so you have to stay in bed for 2 days, and then next week or next 2 weeks, whatever, you're supposed to take this chemotherapy, so you go through it again for half a year or maybe more. So she won't do that, she take the Laetril. The husband was very upset with her because the doctors say Laetril doesn't work. So he went with his wife to Ramesh Feinstein. The Ramesh Feinstein should decide who's right. So Ramesh Feinstein said, we have to go with the doctors of today. And if the doctors of today say that Laetril is not what she's supposed to take, she should take chemotherapy. So she listened to Ramesh Feinstein?